Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2C. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and we're joined with a fantastic guest this afternoon. He hails from South Dakota State, began his career at South Florida, some time at Stanford, and a fabulous, fabulous career, tons of accolades. He's also going to be making his way out to Pasadena, California, January 29th, in front of all those NFL scouts at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. It's none other than Chris Oladunkan. Chris, welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
It's been good. Thanks for having me on the show, for sure. Just got done working out and going through our sort of combine prep, a couple hours ago. So it's been good to be back home in Florida.
Nice. Where are you working out right now?
So I'm working out with House of Athlete Tampa with Yo Murphy. And then my quarterback coach is John Kaleo, someone that I've, he's been my quarterback trainer since I was 10 years old. So, we used to talk about, training for the draft and stuff when I was in middle school, and then to actually be here in the position now is pretty cool for both of us.
Yes, and I'm familiar with those names. A lot of guys that come on definitely get their work done at the place you're training at. And growing up in Florida, hotbed of top prospects, you among them, what was it like just being at the top of the pecking order at such a young age and such a, fierce environment where so many kids are talented?
Well, growing up here, like you said, there's talent everywhere. So, you're growing up and you see, guys older than me. I just remember going to watch, guys like Steven Garcia. I used to go to his high school games all the time, and just other top prospects when I was in, elementary, middle school. And then to actually go through that and be one of those guys, I thought that was always pretty cool. But, also being from this area, there's a sort of standard that, you want to live up to, coming from Tampa and being from Florida. So, every time I go out there, I'm always trying to rep my city and rep where I'm from.
Well, you've done the city and yourself proud. I mean, fabulous career, tons of accolades, and I think there's plenty more positive things to come in your football career, Chris. Let me quarterback from the get-go, or did it take you some time before you fell into that position?
Yeah, I played quarterback my entire life. There was only 1 year in between when I was, 9 years old. I played running back for one season. And running back was cool, but I always wanted to play quarterback. That's where I felt most comfortable, and especially at a young age. You watch TV, you watch the NFL, you watch college, and, the camera's always on the quarterback. Quarterback always has the ball in his hand. So that's what I wanted to be. So ever since then, I've always played quarterback.
Now you've had a great career, and I've said it several times already on the podcast that, we know that you are a big-time player. I'm curious, and then we'll kind of move on to later dates, but at that young age, Chris, were parents checking birth certificates? Were you that kid scoring 4, 5, 6 touchdowns every Saturday?
No, they weren't necessarily checking birth certificates just because I wasn't that big growing up. I was a little scrawny kid, so they believed my age, but they definitely were surprised with how skilled, I was growing up, not only in football, but I played travel baseball and basketball growing up too. So they're always pretty shocked, especially at an early age, how well I could throw the ball and, just some of the things I could do. And that just all went back to, being in the yard with my dad. We'd literally go from batting cages straight to playing toss with the football and then straight to basketball practice. And it was sort of an all day thing. So, a combination of all those things has, put me in this position that I'm in here today.
Awesome. Once again, Chris Oladunkan, the standout South Dakota State quarterback here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this show and find out more about this young man as he makes his path towards his 2022 NFL draft. So I ask every guy that's come on this show from the time it began, I mean, we throw you in that film room, you're with these NFL scouts, what's going to pop off tape? What are they going to love? When I see you, I love your poise in the pocket. I think you throw a very nice deliverable football, but I just love how you stand in the pocket, play after that. You do not look stressed. You just look relaxed in that environment. But in your words, what are those hallmark traits these guys are going to fall in love with?
Like you just talked about poise, you know, I think, you know, a lot of what my coaches and teammates would tell you is that, you know, no matter if we're winning by 40 or, you know, we're down a couple scores, you know, I stay pretty even keel, you know, never get really too invested in the highs or the lows, you know, especially at the quarterback position. I feel like that's really important. So I always try to stay at a good, happy medium, you know, throughout the game. And then also, you know, when you watch my tape, you know, I think something that really jumps out is my ability to be creative and extend outside the pocket. You know, when the pocket does break down and I do get a little pressure, you know, I think I do a really good job of extending the plays. And, you know, that's where those explosive plays come, you know, when you can get outside the pocket and then you're into a scramble drill situation, you know, be able to hit guys downfield or check the ball down and that ends up turning into a big gain. So, you know, definitely both of those things are something that, you know, definitely jumps off the tape when you watch me.
Definitely. I was watching your highlights earlier today, and the one play that came exactly what you said, you know, you're getting blitzed. You broke out of two would-be tacklers, and then you broke off onto the right side of the field, and then, you know, you took the ball probably 15, 20, I don't know, 25 yards up the field. And I was like, oh, man, look at him go. Look at him go. Do his thing. How about this one?
Yeah.
What throws I noticed? Could have been maybe, and I know you're well-versed in different systems from, you know, your time at different schools, but what do these scouts need to know, Chris, that they can't see on tape? Could be team captain, leadership ability, weight room warrior, film junkie. Yeah. Maybe certain throws weren't asked of you that you can make. Let us know because they need to know.
I definitely, I think the biggest thing, you know, I think when scouts get in front of me and they, you know, they interview me, I think the one thing they're going to want to know is why I went to three different schools. And, you know, because most of the time you see a guy that goes to three different schools, you know, he had a little trouble, you know, at one of the schools or, you know, may have gotten kicked off the team or suspended at whatever the case may be. But that was never my situation. You know, I think at every single school I've been, even when I wasn't a starter, I was always a leader and a captain on the team. You know, I go back to my days at USF, even when I wasn't starting there, I was still a team captain. You know, I was a guy that still, you know, was front of the line. You know, did everything the right way. Stanford, same thing when I was a starter. Obviously, when you're the starter, you're sort of thrust into that role, but I've always been a leader. And, you know, it really showed, spoke volumes to when I transferred to South Dakota State this past season. And, you know, I got there in June. The season starts in late August. And, you know, I had already become that leader for our offense, and, you know, eventually won the starting job. So, you know, I think that's something that, you know, every team's going to ask me, and I'm going to be more than welcome to share, you know, my journey of going to three schools, because it is, you know, it is sort of unorthodox for, you know, especially a quarterback to be at three schools. And, you know, a lot of times it can question your character or your leadership abilities. But I think that's something I've always held myself to a high standard. You know, I hold myself to a high standard as a leader and as a teammate. And, you know, I do anything for my teammates, you know, at any of those three schools. I think I've always been, you know, put the team first and let the rest take care of itself.
Well said, Chris. Very well said. I'm glad you touched base on that because you're right. I mean, if anyone does see, you know, why did he leave this school? Why has he been here? And but again, fabulous career. OTG Management, Sports Management, who rep you. I mean, they have great clientele and great kids. I've been working with them a long time, and they never have any knuckleheads, put it that way. They always have great kids, high character kids. And like I said, you're just, you know, you're another one under that umbrella of fine young men that they represent. And I'm excited for you. And I'm excited. When you got the invite to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, where were you and what was your reaction?
I was actually at school, and I had just, I think I had just gotten done with lifts and got the call and found out that I'd been invited to the NFLPA Bowl. And, you know, to be honest, it's something, you know, that I've always expected from myself. You know, I've set a pretty high standard for myself, and I always told myself, you know, that was one of my goals at the beginning of the year, just an individual goal of mine, was to get invited to, you know, one of the three big, you know, bowl games, with that being the senior East-West Shrine and NFLPA. So I was definitely very very blessed, very, very thankful for the opportunity to go out there and, you know, showcase my talents out in L.A. And I think it's going to be a really good opportunity. I was just really I was definitely excited for myself at the same time we're going through the season, so I wasn't really too focused on it. And but I'm definitely ready to get out there, you know, starting on the 23rd.
And a Cinderella season to the most part. I mean, you guys came so darn close. What was it like 1 year there with the Jackrabbits, and you have that much success, and it didn't end the way you wanted to, but nonetheless, it was a great Cinderella wide, something great to watch, and I'm sure it had to be great to be a part of it.
100%, and, you know, yeah, obviously, I think we ended up, I want to say we were 12-4, 12-5, one of the two, and at the end of the day, yeah, we fell short. You know, our goal at the beginning of the season was make it to that national championship game again. Obviously, we didn't get that done, but what I enjoyed the most about the season was just being with my teammates and getting to know every one of them, and it really was a joy because, like I said earlier, they didn't really have to take me in, you know, a transfer quarterback coming in for, you know, 6 or 7 months to lead the team. They didn't really have to accept me or, you know, treat me like family, but, you know, they really rallied around me. You know, they saw how hard I worked and, you know, saw everything that I did behind the scenes to, you know, put myself in the best position to lead the team. And I think they really respected that. And, you know, I told them after we lost at Montana State, I told them and our coaches, you know, that this was the most memorable season of football that I've ever played. So I was just very, very blessed to, you know, go to South Dakota State. And, you know, this season really meant a lot for me.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, playing at, you know, South Florida, ending your career at South Dakota State, with Samford in between there, you're definitely well-versed, Chris, in playing in all mm-hmm. kinds of temperatures and weather conditions. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, no, that's definitely fair to say. You know, obviously down here in Tampa, doesn't get really cold. I think it's about 75 today, and then I think if I checked the weather up in Brookings, South Dakota, it's probably in the negatives right now. So I've definitely played in the hottest weathers and then the most extreme cold. So I don't think you know, weather's ever been a problem or issue for me.
Wonderful. Hey, man, we're almost out of time. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I'm sure our guests are thrilled that you came on to join us, and they get to follow you as you make your draft path as well. But before we let you go, we like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you mentioned back in the day you were on the travel baseball team and basketball team. So we'll go with baseball. What were you a pitcher?
I was a pitcher and a shortstop.
All right. So what's the go-to pitch?
I mean, my go-to pitch, especially at a young age, I mean, I sort of just tried to blow it by people. So I think just a four-seam fastball was my go-to. And then as we started to get older and hitters started to get better, I went to – I think my next go-to pitch was a cutter. I developed a pretty good cutter back when – I was still pitching and stuff. So those were probably my top two. I wasn't throwing curveballs at that time just because I wasn't trying to tear my elbow up just yet.
Fair enough. And your final season with the Jackrabbits under Coach Dangermeyer, what thing do you guys do at practice that might just set him off into another level, but you kind of laugh about it afterwards?
Oh, that's a funny question. I'd say it's like the smallest thing. Like, he had a real big thing with our knee pads being over our knees, and it sort of developed all year into this thing, you know, doing the right thing. And so he would always just randomly just say, let's roll our pants down. And when he said that meant, you know, make sure, yeah, he was saying, make sure we have our knee pads on our knees, but also make sure we're doing the right things, you know, outside. So if he saw a guy with his, you know, his knee pads a little too high or something like that, he'd get pretty ticked off about that and just say, roll your pants down. And we all sort of knew what that meant.
Great stuff. And then the final one, that draft weekend will be here before the week of the draft. It'll be here before you know it. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, Chris? And what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oof, without a doubt, my mom, definitely the best cook. Hands down, I'm trying to catch her one day, but, you know, I learned all my cooking skills from her, so she's got me beat. I'd probably definitely have her cook chicken Alfredo. My favorite dish has to be there, so she's going to have to definitely make some chicken Alfredo for sure.
Excellent. Well, your mom's also now on the clock for draft weekend. Chris, fabulous career. We're going to see more of you. I'm sure of it. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and best of luck to you moving forward, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me on. It was a blast for sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, that is Chris Oladokun, the standout quarterback. So much to like about this young man. And like I said, well-versed in different offenses, the weather, the climate, and poise in the pocket. And he mentioned it as well, his ability to extend plays. And he extends those plays with such just a level of confidence. And that's what I really take most out of watching him play is just the way that he carries himself. He carries himself like a leader. He carries himself like a guy that you want to lead others. And I think NFL teams are going to pick up that as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.